Hello, this is Bob.
Hey Bob, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Everything is good. You tell me, how was your webinar?
I have a lot of them every month, so it's just a webinar. I do probably for the Home Depot and the five stores we do work for, probably around at least 10 webinars a month.
Oh, 10, 11 in a month.
Yeah.
And it's all about remodeling and how to go ahead and make better
Well, it's
infrastructure.
not only just about remodeling, it's about the credit processing, the whole HDI Connect system and apps, and I mean it's about everything. Anything from selling the job to dealing with the customers, any updates in the system, billing, everything. Yeah, it can be from anything to everything. And then compliances. We usually do
The PCI compliance and everything.
that usually is like every other month, though. Compliance, different compliances we have to keep up with. Yeah, it's
Absolutely.
interesting.
Absolutely. All right. Okay. Well, are you on your laptop or a desktop nearby?
Yeah, I actually pulled up the. And I'm sure after it goes live, it'll be corrected. But I mean, like on my tablet, it doesn't show up right yet.
Yeah, it will be fixed. It will be going through a QA. Once the website is ready to go
That's
live,
what I thought.
it will be optimized. You don't have to worry about it.
So
So
I
all
had
right.
another question on on this email thing. It says admin at rphconstructionllc.com.
Yeah, that is an
What's
email
admin?
that, well, admin is, you can say, a base of the email. All right, that is a random email that has been created. Like, if someone wants to get in contact, all right, because this is a company, right? RPH Construction LLC is a company, all right, not just one person handling it all right. It's
Right,
that,
yeah.
right? All right, so we have created like two different emails. Like, if someone wants to get in contact, like if someone wants to go ahead and you can say wants to go ahead and have a job on RPA, they will be sending their resumes on admin, all right, and a reply will be sent out through admin as well, all right. And Robert at RPH Construction LLC is you, all right, that you're the boss, so you should have a separate email address, not like everyone else has, all right. Two of the people can go ahead and, or three of the people can go ahead and log in admin at RPH Construction LLC, so they can go ahead and take care of all of the things that are going under you. Do you get it? And if there is anything that is too serious coming up, they can just go ahead and roll you into it as well. All right, they can just go ahead and send it to you, CC you on the email. All right, send it to Robert. All right, so you can just go ahead and reply on the same email thread.
Okay, and that can be changed also
Absolutely.
if okay,
Absolutely.
because
Well, like
what I'm
what?
thinking, see the way we have it set up now is, Eric event he gets some emails, but pretty much all the emails come through me. I deal with all that, but eventually he also gets some emails as well. So
So how
right
many
now I
people
think
will be working in this company at the moment? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
just for the emails, just two.
No,
So
the whole company. Like, how many people do we have in the company?
right now we have, well, we've finally hired another guy, so we're back up to four guys. Four people. We're going to be increasing that though, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Here, so, but yeah, as for like emails though, it'd be just me and Eric. So like right now we have it set up as, I have an email. It's rphconstruction@mail.com, and all the emails come to that email. Everything comes to that, and then his is Eric dot.
Well, that email needs to be replaced from the email that your own company is, all right? Because
Okay, yeah.
it will not be giving out a good impression, all right? If I am a person who needs a job or I need a work from you, all right, I will not be sending out an email to rphconstruction@gmail.com because that email is from gmail.com. All right.
No,
now,
it's at mail. It's not Gmail. It's at
oh, yes, mail.
Com.
At mail. Yeah. I just realized. All right. So I will not be getting in contact with someone who doesn't have an authentic email address from their own business. All
right.
But if Robert at RPH Construction LLC.
I guess my question would be that admin at RPH Construction LLC. So that one there would be okay, but I mean that email at the top. So if I say like I want my main email up there, robert@rphconstructionllc.com, we could do that.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can, but as you're the owner of this company, all right, the owners usually don't put their email address on the top. All right, they
Okay, yeah. So I could actually have like my box truck company that I deal with, you know, Home Depot. I could give them the robert@rphconstructionllc.com.
Yeah, of course you can just try and replace it or Eric. We can put up Eric's email over there. But usually, if anyone of the companies, like even our company, all right, we'll have sales@orbitdesignagency.com or something like that. Joe Wilson or anything like that, because it doesn't give out a good impression. All of it.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I get you. Yep. Okay. All right. So, okay, that makes. Yep, that's good. So, all right, cool. I did. Right. We'll jump to the other thing real quick here. Why it's on my mind. Where did it go? I just had it pulled up. Where did it go? It just disappeared. Okay. Well, let me do it again.
No worries. No worries.
Here it is. My computer's going really slow today. I have no idea. I don't know if it's my internet or. It's like
what computer
file.
Is that? Is it a laptop or a desktop?
No, it's a laptop. It's a Lenovo HP.
Oh. Well, I do have a Dell.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I went with these because I paid like $3,000 for each laptop because I wanted something. That supposedly the hard drive would not crash because I've had that happen before because they have a solid-state drive. And sure enough, my last laptop, I lost a lot of information on it because it crashed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I don't believe in the solid-state drives anymore, that's for sure. Come on, why is it? Maybe I can just view it. Hold on, it won't. For some reason, it won't.
I'll just go ahead and reopen it. That's not a problem.
Well, I can view it. That's okay. I can at least view it instead of download it. So, yeah, I like the stuff that you did here with the business cards and stuff, except the envelopes. I don't think we need that stuff at the bottom.
Yeah, so I just wanted to have an update on them as well. Let me just go ahead and open the email again. Just give me a quick minute.
Yep.
All right. Oh, yeah. Okay, so I have, Well, if you can see on the envelope, there is a borderline, all right, where you can type in the name of the people you're sending the envelope and the any kind of, you could say, the letter to.
Yeah.
And at the bottom, it's like the location, the phone number, the email, and the address for the website.
So the address, that don't have to be for by like mail carrier code. Doesn't have to be in the upper left corner?
The address?
Yeah.
On the envelope or on the letterhead?
No, on the envelope.
Well, I can set it up on the envelope, but this is the idea that I think that was looking pretty cool because of the letterhead.
Yeah.
Has the same thing on there and the envelope as well.
Okay,
but I can set it up. Well, I can set it up. That's not a problem if you want over there.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe just get rid of that black, the whole black thing at the bottom, and then just put the address right underneath the logo.
Sure, that is not a problem. We can just go ahead and add that. Let me just go ahead and note it down for you, okay? Just give me a quick minute.
Yep.
All right. Envelope needs to be replaced.
Yep.
it needs to be replaced and put under the logo. Okay, I'll get it done. That's not a problem.
Okay, and then on the business card, I like the front, and I'm assuming the other side is the back.
Yeah, with all of the information, your name, your designation, phone number, location, email address, and the web address.
So on the right side, instead of having the RPH Construction logo again, I think I'd like to have a little bit of what we do on there, like my old cards.
Well, if you can send me a picture of your old card so I can replicate it over here.
Some of the stuff, I could write an email what I want on there on the right side, or I could just tell you, I guess, real quick.
Whatever is feasible. I can just note it down. You can just kind of let me know.
Okay. So, yeah, on the right side, instead of having that, custom home, so basically kitchen and bathroom modeling would be on there on the right side of that. Kitchen and bathroom modeling. And then custom home remodeling underneath that.
Custom home remodeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And?
And then, what was the other thing? I can't remember. Exterior doors.
Exterior doors, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then also, what else was the other thing that was on the website here? Actually,
rental property something.
I don't know if I'm going to keep that yet. The rental property maintenance and repairs. I got to talk to someone real quick tomorrow morning about that. But I might just do away with that whole thing. Mm-hmm. The whole rental property maintenance and repairs. Although I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out. Yes. So, and the other one underneath that would be obviously building renovations.
Commercial maintenance?
Yeah, commercial and residential building renovations. How about, no, let's not do that.
Commercial and residential business maintenance. Got it.
And then possibly the rental property maintenance and repairs, but I don't know.
If you're going to be, because this cards will be sent out to you with the designs, all right, and so you can just go ahead and get it printed, all right? Once they're printed, all right, you can all go ahead and change it, because they will be printed out. So we have to be really careful whatever we put it on.
Okay, yeah, as for right now, I think that would be it. And then, like I said, I don't know about the rental property maintenance and repairs yet, but I got to find out a little bit more detail about that. But basically, we have done rental properties and maintenance and repairs. It just makes us maybe, I don't want to do a lot of it, and maybe that's something we should just leave out. I don't know. But, it's a possibility. Because we don't want to basically sound like someone that takes care of rental properties all the time.
Oh,
I guess,
okay.
But it might not be a bad venture to venture into though either. So that's why.
We do provide the service only. Not
just
this,
so that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm not quite sure if I'm going to leave that or not. But so.
That's not a problem. That's not a problem. We'll just set it up and see if it's looking good. And if not, we're just going to go and remove it.
Okay, that'd be perfect. And then the letterhead, I think, is fine. I think that's just nicely laid out. So
it looks good, to be really honest. That has your logo on the upper left corner.
Yep, and then the information at the bottom, I like that. So that's good. I like that.
Yeah, and on the card, I will be needing Eric's name, full name with the designation. Your name with full designation and other three or four people who are working with you with their, so everybody can have their own card whenever they're visiting, or do you want just your name over there?
Actually, my name and Eric's name would be perfect. I think so.
Eric and Robert. Paul Harmon, correct?
Yeah, I just usually go by Bob Harmon.
Bob Harmon?
On my business card. Yep, Bob Harmon. Yep. And then Eric's last name is Ott, OTT.
Eric Ott. Okay. Well, that's the guy I was, you were referring to call when you were out for a vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yep.
when I texted on your phone number, it came out like, "Hey, get in contact with Eric Ott." I was like,
Oh,
"I
yes.
don't,
Yeah.
I don't know." So yeah, I'm just gonna stick with Robert for now.
Well, one of the other things I do have on the business card, but I don't know if I want that on there,
Let me
is
check.
the PA number, is the PA number license, the PA number, the license number.
No. It's just the phone number, the location. What location would you like me? Like, what will be the location so people can come and visit you as well if they want?
Well, I don't put a location on my business cards. Because
Well, we
we're
can
kind
put
of a rural office
region.
area, so nobody's gonna really come here.
Okay, and any kind of region that you want to go ahead and let people know, like, hey, yes, you can. I am located over here. Like, you can just go and visit me here sometimes. Or no?
Yeah, I don't.
Okay,
No, I
no
don't
location.
usually, because it's a residential. It's I have my office in my house, so I mean it's separate
Oh.
from my house, but.
It's an in-house office.
Yes, yeah.
Got it. Got it. That's not a problem. Okay.
Well, my office is completely separate from the house, but it's not, you know, it's my residential address, so I don't give it out.
It's not commercial, right? So we cannot use it in commercial things.
Right. Yeah.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right. Okay. All right. So I think that we're all set from the business cards and the letterheads. And what do you think about the envelope? Should I keep the line over there so you can write down the name, whoever you're sending it to, so it gets directly over to them?
Oh, the line across there. Let me
Yeah.
see. Look at that again. Actually, no. You could just do away with that dark line. I think if because I usually either stick the envelope in my printer to print, and it'll print right on that
Yeah.
in that space of the envelope, the size of the envelope. Or I also have labels that I use, people that I mail stuff all the time to. So I have printed labels. I just stick on the envelope.
Yeah, of course you can do that. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Just give me a minute. Alrighty. Okay. So let's just go ahead and move on to the website. All
Okay.
right. So we can just go ahead and get everything done for you. Alrighty. Okay. All right. So the first thing that where your logo is set up over there, if you can see, it's
Okay.
on the left corner of the website,
Yep.
like always, like all the standard websites. And if you can see that I have set up the admin at rpsconstructionllc.com over there, it will be in bigger
Okay.
bold letters, all right, with the number. All right, so do you want your number over there, or do you have any kind of toll-free number that people can call in, or do you have any kind of number for the business? Because this is a personal phone number, all right, and the personal phone number should not be there on the business. So what do you think about that?
Well, technically, this is the main business. My phone number is the main business line.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So,
Well, is this the correct phone number that I've set up?
yeah, that is.
Okay. All right. So it will be in
Do
bigger bold letters.
people normally have a second phone number on there?
Yeah, they do have a toll-free phone number. Like
No,
usually,
no, I don't mean like a toll-free number, like. If they can't get that number for some reason,
toll-free.
no, not like a toll-free number, just another number in general.
Well, a toll-free number gives out a like I we do have like two different phone numbers over there on our website, if you can see. All right, if you go ahead and open Orbit Design Agency, you'll be able to see two different kind of phone numbers. Even if you go onto Home Depot, are you there?
Yep, it's going. Like I said, my internet's kind of. So it's for some reason it's not pull up. So www.orbit.
Designagency.com. What do you think about the Home Depot website?
Why?
Can you see it?
Oh, I was still just trying to pull up Orbit Design Agency. It's not, like, going there for some reason. Oh, there it is, Orbit Design Agency.
Is it stuck somewhere?
Oh, there it goes. Okay, so, yeah, I see one number and then two phone numbers. I see
Can
a second
see it?
Number.
These are the two toll-free phone numbers, all right? Like, nobody puts up their personal phone numbers over there, all right? Because you might get spam calls because on the internet, on the digital zone, your website might get spammed a lot, all right, to slow down the website, to go ahead and trash it down, to go ahead and take it down, all right, and to use it on their on their own personal reasons, all right. So that is the reason we go ahead and set you up very securely, all right, because spam online, you might have gotten a lot of spam emails as well, all right. That's what happens with the websites as well. They get spammed really easily. And if the website is being spammed, then it can be taken down easily because the website and the fast responsiveness of the website is being affected because of the spam. So that's the reason that we make sure that everything is on top priority for our clients. All right. So you can see that there are two phone numbers, right? They're not personal phone numbers.
Right. So So if I was to set up a toll-free number up there, how do I get messages from that toll-free number then?
Well, a toll-free number phone number that you'll be receiving calls, all right? And if you want the SMS on it, all right, sure, why not?
So if I took my phone number off of there and put the toll free number on there, I guess what do? Call under that toll free number to get voicemails off of it then or something or what?
Well, there will be set up voicemails as well. There will be set up for the voicemails, all right, and you can send and receive SMSs as well. That's not a problem. Because it does look more professional, all right. Instead of putting up your personal phone number, all right? Well, everybody goes for like a toll-free phone number, so they're not getting any kind of spam calls or anything like that.
Yeah. So
what is your thought on this?
I don't know, because I was looking at this one. I'm trying to find BBC's. See, BBC has their – they don't have a toll-free number. They actually have a phone number that, you know, you would find in, like, the phone book. Like, if you would look up my phone number, you would find my phone number for RPA construction. But, yeah, I don't want a whole bunch of spam coming to my phone number.
Of course, right? You don't want to getting calls and SMS for sales and marketing, stuff like that, correct?
All right. So, I don't know. I'm not sure on that yet. I have to look up to see what I really want to do there.
Well, sure. Why not? Let me help you with that, okay?
I can help them, too, to see. So I need to know about
toll free.
Free number, okay, and then also I need to find out for you if we're going to keep the rental property in maintenance. I need to find that out for tomorrow. And repairs. Okay, tomorrow I'll be able to get on the phone with you again too. So, I'll find that out. But
let's go on here, move on
all
and
right.
off.
Okay. So we're just going to go ahead and move on. All right. So the content I have sent the team that we will be making the changes to the content every now and then as per your requirement until you're fully satisfied with it and your wife as well.
Yeah.
All right. And for 25-hour experience, where it's written 25-hour experience, all right, do you want to make any kind of changes so I can go ahead and let the team know about it?
Let's see. I don't really like the service provider part. I don't know. I mean, service provider sounds like, I don't know. Doesn't well renowned benchmark contributor in many badge rooms. So, wow.
Well, you do provide the service, right, for remodeling and.
Yeah. I just don't know if I like how it's worded.
Oh, okay.
How
about RPH Construction LLC is a service providing company, well known for its benchmark. Because this is a company, right? This is not just a one person thing, right? This is a whole company.
Well, we're not a large. Like I said, we're not a large company, but you know, we would like to.
Yeah, we're starting. We're starting.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I mean it. I mean, I have, you know, there's a total of four of us that work the business right now. So, well, there used to be a lot more before COVID hit, but we've geared down some things, you know, so we don't do as many things as we used to. Because I used to have eight employees, and then it just wasn't working either. Too many employees, just, you know, and then we geared down
some
things.
You were not able to,
picking and
choosing. It happens.
Yeah,
we did the downsizing as well. All right, because
you know, just too much payroll. You know.
Yes.
Oh, it was payroll and taxes are ridiculous. So.
Yeah, the payrolls were turning out really, really, really big. I was like, what?
Yeah.
How are we gonna?
So I mean,
It will be changed. It will be changed. The wordings, it all will be changed for you. I'm just asking, like, for 25 years of experience, do you want to change the 25 years of experience, or do you want to put up anything else over there?
So, RPH has only been in business for technically, but yeah, I've had other businesses. So I would say I've had a business since I was. I think it's been 20. Let's see how many. Geez. Time flies when you're having fun, I guess, huh?
Jeez.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I've been in business since I was 22. So, yeah, no, that's good, 25.
Because the experience comes from the people who are working in the company, not the company itself.
Right, correct, yeah.
Yeah,
so, you know, I think that's good. That leaves good. Yep, that's good.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Make your life simple. Then we have the services for kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling and redesigning, rental property maintenance.
About that. So what? I mean, so we have bathroom remodeling and redesigning. So I'm thinking, wouldn't you want kitchen to say the same thing, kitchen remodeling and redesigning?
Yeah, that's the same thing. Bathroom and
yeah.
The kitchen remodeling, all right, and the bathroom redesigning and remodeling, both. All right, you guys do both, right? That's the kitchen and the bathroom. They're two different things. So that is the reason.
Yeah, I know. So, like, I can click on the kitchen remodeling, and then I can click on the bathroom remodeling and designing. So, I mean, I think the kitchen remodeling should say kitchen remodeling and redesigning as well.
Yeah, of course. It will be changed. I am not taking notes and taking it down for that as well.
Okay, yeah,
kitchen remodeling and kitchen remodeling.
And in the rental property and maintenance repairs, I don't know yet. I'll let you know. I should know something tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the commercial maintenance, I think, is fine, too, because we do basically like I said, we do commercial maintenance for the Department of Army and their reserve centers.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we do anything from, you know, fixing their faucets inside, installing new door or something like that, to changing their light bulbs sometimes, you know. So, you know.
Okay.
So we do a wide variety of things for them, you know, plumbing issues they may have, all up to, you know, we've installed AC units for them, you know, so it just depends on what they're looking at doing. But the maintenance part of it is just more or less they hand it to us. Like this year, like right now, we're the one Army Reserve Center has us removing a key box and a whiteboard from another room to another room, patching those holes, painting it, changing about 30 light bulbs in another room.
Mm-hmm.
And then exterior, we are cleaning up the expansion joints in the concrete and refilling those joints with polyurethane. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's basically maintenance. We do their maintenance. So.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So I think the commercial maintenance one is good, yes. I like that
commercial
one.
Okay. All right, okay. And what makes us stand out? All right, certified professionals, turnaround time, best prices. All right, for the best prices, all right, what is the lowest and what is the, you can say, the highest price we go with the clients?
That's a fucking... Sounds like someone's hammering something there.
Yeah, they're just spilling a chair. Apologies for that.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, one of the chair broke down, so my yeah, you know.
Yep. So best prices, let's see, you have owner services are offered at affordable prices, and like other companies we never charge you for services even. I mean, I do like that. So, I mean, the pricing, though, for the wide range between a bathroom, you know, from a bathroom to a kitchen is different. And then, like, obviously you wouldn't be able to put rental property maintenance repairs on there or commercial maintenance because it's a lot lower. So are you mean, like, you're going to put a price in there from something?
No, of course not. Well, I'm just having it from my knowledge. I can, you know, if there is something my content team is asking, so I can just go ahead and guide them throughout with that.
Right. So on that there, so when you click read more, it takes you to, nothing yet.
Yeah, nothing yet. It's not been connected at the moment.
Okay, gotcha. Let me go back.
Uh-huh.
So those areas, when you go read more, does that take you into each one of those and tell you
a
little bit of
page? Yes, there will be a whole
page
for Certified Professional, turnaround time, best prices, all of them written on one page separately. All right, so everybody can go ahead and read it.
Yeah. So, I mean, best prices, I mean prices from like a bathroom to a kitchen, you know, you know, it all depends on what candidates you pick and everything else. And basically,
it's
going to
be. Why is it over there? It's because it's going to be a separate entity. It's this business is going to be a separate entity from others. All right. So I am a business owner of another remodeling business, and you're another one. All right. So I'm giving out a $60,000 on estimate for kitchen remodeling. All right. And you know that I give out $69, then you'll be providing a cheaper price to the customers. You gain attention to them, all right? You'll be providing like, hey, I can do it for $50,000 or $55,000 straight for the kitchen remodeling. So they will be coming to you
mm-hmm.
and not to me.
Right, sure.
All right? So if, just in case, all right, I am a remodeling business, all right? You guys are setting up a remodeling business. That's going to take a lot of time. All right. So I am doing a marketing. I'm doing, you can say, I'm all over the internet. All right. And you guys are just working out for a word of mouth. All right. And I go ahead, and if someone comes on the social media to me, like, hey, what do you think about the RPH construction? Are they good? And I go ahead, no, absolutely not. All right, one of our clients did come from their services, like, no, they did not want to work with it. So it's false advertising that they're doing. All right, they will be taking you down. They will be telling false kind of commitments or things like that to the people so they gain attention to their customers and they get the work started. All right, without even you
right,
knowing.
Right, right.
Do you get it?
Okay. So you,
Yep. All right. And where were we?
You were talking about a price from one price to another price.
Yes. All right. So that's how.
So in general, I would say.
Yes.
I would say probably between. I mean, there again, like anywhere between 60,000 probably.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it depends on the
so
size of the building and the bathroom, correct?
Oh, of course, yeah. And it, I mean, it could go above 60,000 too, but does it generally? No, it does not generally go above that, you know.
Oh, I understand.
I mean, we have one now that's it's up around probably the $100,000 mark, but there again, they also have $40,000 worth of cabinets.
Yeah, of course. Well, some people do have that kind of a thinking, like, hey, yeah, I'm going to go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
your cabinet
they have the top of the line. Yeah, they have the top of the line cabinet that the company offers, you know. So, I mean, they're gorgeous, very beautiful cabinets. It's going to be a very nice kitchen, so.
Yeah, and it depends on the people who are setting it up. So, yeah, RPS construction
yeah.
all the way.
Exactly. Yep, that's it.
So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and support you guys, right? Because we're the one who's creating all of the website to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So let's just go ahead on to the website for a case study, amazing structure built by us. So do you remember I asked you for some pictures so you can go ahead and send it over to me, like whatever the work
yes.
you have done in the past, so I can go ahead and set it
okay,
up on
please.
The website so people can view it?
Yep. Yep. You need some pictures. Okay.
Yeah, because we need to go ahead and build a reputation for this business, right? And if there is no any kind of reviews, no any kind of things, how are you going to go ahead and let people believe in you, like, hey, yes, I do a great work. How are you going to go ahead and
right.
do it?
Yeah. Yep. Understand.
You won't be able to,
okay.
you won't be able to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. And Matt Kroll Construction is your competitor that you have mentioned.
Who?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, it's so another one that would be my competitor would be DBC Remodeling and Construction.
Just give me a minute. DBC Remodeling and Great Lakes Construction as well?
No, DBC Remodeling and Construction. We're out of...
Just give me a minute. And Construction. They're also located in PA.
Yeah, they're located in the Harbor Creek, Erie area.
Mm-hmm.
They serve the Northwest PA, I guess. So.
Oh, Matt Kroll's website is. If you compare to your website right now, Matt Kroll is nothing compared to you right now.
Who's that one you're talking about? Who's that? Matt Kroll.
Matt.
Is that another one?
Matt Kroll Construction that you have put in your questionnaire.
Oh, okay. Maybe that was. Yep. I had the wife was helping me, so she might have put that in. So is it M A T T C R A W C R A W E L?
M A T T K R O L Construction.
A R A L.
Construction.
Okay, yeah, because
mm-hmm. Well, DBC Remodeling, well, there's something. And how long have they been doing this?
DBC Remodeling? They've been in the game for a while.
Well, if you can search on Google for DBC Remodeling and Construction, I want to show you something.
Okay, one second.
So search on, let me go to Google first. Hold on. Because mine is a Microsoft-based, so always you can actually type in Google and go to Google first. There we go. There's Google. All right. So type in DBC.
Just go ahead and type in DBC modeling, and Google will tell you and construction automatically because of the keyword.
Tell you what? Oh, yeah, DBC remodeling and construction. It picks it up right away.
Yeah, because of the keyword.
Yep.
All right, okay. So you can see if DBC remodeling and construction is coming up on your left, on your right side with the logo and the name and the website, directions, save, call, and stuff like that, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. And beneath that, it's a 4 rating stars, 30 Google reviews, construction company in Pennsylvania. Can you see it?
Yep.
Or no?
Yep.
All right. So that is a card. That is Google My Business. All right. That is coming up to you. All right. There's a phone number. That is a toll-free phone number as well. And appointments, they can go ahead and make an appointment and DBC remodeling and send to your phone and stuff like that. So that is Google My Business. People can go ahead and reach you out through that. But they have done SEO on that. If you can see DBC remodeling and construction, all right, if you go ahead and type in there, the website shows up. All about them is on Google right now, all right? Their LinkedIn, their Facebook, all right? Let me just go ahead and walk on their Facebook. Let me just go ahead and check on that. How good are they? DBC remodeling. All right, okay. Just give me a quick minute. Well, they just uploaded 6 hours ago. We had a great time recently at our employee and guest bowling night. Oh, okay, they're big. All right. All right. So you see they're making engagements with their customers and sharing and giving their thoughts so people can just go ahead and reach them out, all right, and start doing business with them. Can you see?
Mm-hmm.
Like they're getting business for the bathrooms and the kitchens. They're putting up pictures, like whatever they have done. They've provided their phone number, a beautiful second bath, and a very happy couple. Win-win. We recently wrapped up this project in Erie, and we love it. Give us a call for your basement needs, from waterproofing to basement finishing and stuff like that. They're providing additional services. And people have commented that this is beautiful. You guys never cease to amaze me. Their customer put in their information over there. That is a legit customer feedback from them. All right, Amanda Harrington, Lot, thank you so much. So that is what I was informing you about, because if your competitors are doing that, all right, then I do not think for a second that you should come in that second place. All right, why? Because if there is no any kind of business, would not be able to gain the customer support needed to function, leading them to suffer and possibly close, all right? If marketing does not exist, it would be very difficult for business to succeed in their goal to be profitable, to gain new customers, because ROI is what we work on, all right? And then on the website, I will be needing some pictures. We use latest equipment and technology, all right? We do use the latest equipment and technology, correct?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Well, I was saying that we do use latest equipment and technology on all of our tools.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Okay. There is a plus sign. Okay. That's not connected.
Pretty good. We just bought a new Hooper electronic 360 4D laser for our kitchen installations.
Let me check. What is that? Electronic?
No, it's a line laser. I mean, they have. I'm sure they have these so-called top of the line lasers, but these lasers are. I think I've used a lot of lasers in my life, and these lasers are pretty awesome. Real nice setup. They're like a 4D laser. They have
two horizontal and two vertical lines.
Oh, is it a Capro electronic 40 liter with extra 360 horizontal ground?
Yeah, and then you can sit it on a tripod, or it sits on a pole from the ceiling to the ground, and you lock that pole in, and that gives you your lines for level and.
Oh,
okay,
for leveling.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Looks really nice. And the price is outstanding on the units. I mean, I've bought similar units that I paid $2,000 for,
mm-hmm.
and this unit, $400. And it's better than those $2,000 units.
Oh, it's pretty cheap.
And it's better than the $2,000 units. It
is used for leveling, right? It's used for leveling all of the tables and stuff that we go ahead.
Yeah, anything like cabinets. Yeah, I mean, you can use it for drop ceilings. You can use it for, and if you wanted to, you could use it for hanging pictures.
Oh,
you
can
use
okay.
it for, you know, anything. It also will mark out ground. It'll also mark out exterior lines and also do exterior grade with another tool that comes, you know, that you buy separate that I have. So it'll do grading too. It'll tell you, you know, how much grade you need for this area, say you know.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Okay. And then further down, then we come over and get Amaze Verified with us. Like I've set up, this is just a dummy text over there. Project done, 78%, happy clients, 90%, completed, tow, all right, construction simulators, and 62%, and country cover, 85%. We're just going to go ahead and change some of them. Like country cover, we're just going to go ahead and cover PA for now, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And we're just going to go ahead and move down. I have set up some of the demo reviews as of now. All right, as we didn't have any, like there are only two of them for now.
Right.
All right, and we're going to be putting up some more. Video testimonials is pretty, you know, and at this time, like if you do have a client who's really happy with the work, you can ask them for a video testimonial. All right, like I will be asking from you. Okay. So if we can just go ahead and set it up on the website and on your social media as well, like how satisfied our client was working with us on the RPH Construction LLC. So they will be taking the name of the company and your name as well. So it is creating more of your reputation. Because if there is no any kind of reputation for the business, all right, as you're launching at the moment, then it will not be going that far. All right, it will be coming to an end pretty soon. All right, and then we have the FAQs. All right, get every single answer here. Is my kitchen and bathroom even worth remodeling? The short answer is yes. Remodeling your kitchen is absolutely worth it. The cost of remodeling is not that high compared to the benefits you receive in return. What do you think about that?
So you click on, okay, the short answer is yes. Remodeling your kitchen is absolutely worth it. Cost of remodeling is not that high compared to the benefits you receive in return. I think that might be good for now.
Yeah, we will change it as per your requirement. That is not a problem.
Yeah. I didn't even notice that today. I looked at this how many times. I never even clicked on it. I was like,
well, you click on it, there are answers.
Yep. No, so now I see that, and it's like, oh, okay, I see the customer. Okay, so let me go. Let me make a note of that to go over that real quick then, too. And then I'll get back to you if I would want anything changed on that, I think, as well.
Then, yeah, of course. Not a problem.
Oh, the one thing I was wondering about, what is the that counter, it says counter, get Amaze purified with us. I think that's definitely neat. I don't see anybody that's ever really done that, so... What is that exactly? Can you, like, click on those? No. So, project done.
The project done is, like, they're providing the percentage of how many projects that we have done so far, how many happy clients do we have, how many we have completed with the other companies, and how much country that we cover for remodeling. What if someone is trying to reach you out from Cali, all right, and they want remodeling done? So what would you do in that situation?
If who is doing what?
If someone is trying to reach you out from Cali, California, all right, and
uh-huh.
you live in PA, all right, so, like, they're living far from you, all right, so how would you communicate that? Like, would you be able to go ahead and do that, or how would you do that?
Yeah, no, obviously not. I mean, we have nobody in California, so we pretty much just cover the state of Pennsylvania, well, not the whole state of Pennsylvania, but... you know, say from like Erie County all the way down past near past Hermitage area. So we don't cover all of Pennsylvania, but
some of
Pennsylvania
is
pretty big. Yeah,
yeah.
Some of it.
Uh-huh.
So.
Like, okay, all right. Okay, and then we go for the news and feed. All right, like news and every feed. So the news is will be set up on... like, I was just waiting on you, all right, designs, process, your organization. It's on a dummy text at that moment because I haven't set up or I haven't told my team to go ahead and do the news feeds for now, all right? Why? Because
yep.
I was not able to get in contact with you.
So
that is the reason
yep.
I was.
So news,
mm-hmm.
news and feeds, so you would put stuff on there like what?
Well, we have to set up the news and feeds, like what kind of things that we're doing, all right, and what is coming up. Like you did bought a laser, right? A laser.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, and so we can put it up on news. Like, hey, we did got something really good and really professional for our to make sure that all of your walls and all of the cabinets are aligned perfectly with the laser. And this, and we can set up a picture. So people are like, okay, well, they're getting more interested in working with you than any other. Like, others will not be having a good 360 dimensional laser, right? It's you. And it's coming up on a news for you on the website. Like, hey, we did that on social medias as well. So, yeah, people will be more interested in working with you than anyone else because everybody wants kind of a model, all right, new things coming up in market, all right? So if we go ahead and set it up, like, hey, we're setting up this kind of this laser with us, all right, so we are accurately doing more better jobs for you guys. So people will not go for any other business who are using the old things again. All right, they will instead go with you. All right, spend some more money and they will go with you. They'll be like, okay, well, they're using some upgraded and ultra tech stuff.
Right, okay.
Uh-huh. So if you want, we can set it up. That's not a problem. I was just waiting on you. All right, so we can go ahead and do that for you as well.
Okay. I'll look at that, too, and I'll get back to you on that tomorrow as well.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to
be right.
Doing this stuff tonight with the wife a little bit, with the wife some, and then...
yeah, of course. Is she helping you out with this business?
She used to, but she, like I said, she works at the school now, so I do... all the office stuff pretty much myself, and then I also go measure. And lately I've been in the field because obviously we're down a little bit down on manpower,
Okay. All right. And the footer, there will be a logo on the left corner, all right, for the RPH because the header and the footer both have the logos in it. All right. Our footprints will be removed. All right. Just give me a right, our footprint will be removed. Let me just go ahead and do that. All right, footprints needs to be removed because there is no any kind of location as of now. All right, and the logo needs to be there on the left corner. All right. Okay. And the news and updates, you will let me know by tomorrow. All right.
Yeah.
And if you go into the about us, all right, I will need a little bit of information regarding the about you guys, like how long have you been doing that and how long and how many people are working at the moment and stuff like that. So my team can go ahead and write the content for that as well.
Okay. So
yes. I need a little bit of things from you. All right, like how long have you been doing that? What is your profession? And what are the core things that you do? So we can go ahead and set up a good content over there as well for you.
And core.
Awesome.
And you said, and how many people are working for me?
Yeah, how many people are working? Like, we're kind of set up like a lot of people are working. That's not a problem. But I just need a little bit of reference, like how long have you been doing that and what are your core responsibilities and what other things that this company will provide to the client. So if someone goes into about section, they know what this company is about. Because the about section is all about the company.
Okay.
Uh-huh. All right. And then the services, all right, it will be coming up as like kitchen remodeling and stuff like that, all of the things that are already there. All right. And if they click on it, all right, they will be sent out to a separate page for that, kitchen remodeling.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. All right. Minute. All right, and in the blog section, again, it's going to be same with the news. All right, so if someone clicks on that, there will be a full new updates regarding the products, the projects that we're doing, the if we're setting up a new remodeling thing that we're going to go and I will be needing images, so we can just go and set it up over there, and we can go ahead and let everybody know like what kind of things that we're working on. All right, so there is a trust gained for the customers. And if there is no any kind of trust gain, like how are we going to go ahead and make this business a success?
Yeah, sure. Trust gained.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then in the final, we do have the contact, all right, for get in touch. Contact us and get in touch. Email addresses, admin@rphconstructionllc.com, robert@rphconstructionllc.com, and the phone number, all right? The phone number... one number is missing.
Wait, where's that?
The phone number?
So where's that at? No.
Contact us. The contact.
Contact us. Is that at the bottom of the page?
No, it's right
above.
Back
up. Oh.
Right
above contact, yep.
Yep.
Contact, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
contact, yep, get in touch, yep, okay, phone number. So, yeah.
So you needed two different email addresses, right?
Yeah.
Eric Ott.
Yeah, Eric Ott.
Another one is Bob. Correct?
Yep.
And do you need any other? Like careers or admin or anything like that? So if someone wants to go ahead and send their resume, they can send it over to careers.
Oh.
Because that's how it works. If someone wants to go ahead and start working on your company, you will be go ahead and able to cater to the request, right? You will be able to go ahead and schedule an interview with them. All right? You can give them a call, or they can give you a call. All right? Usually how it works is people who are willing to work with you, they are supposed to give you a call. All right? And they will be giving you a call, and they will keep on that is the reason I asked for a toll-free number, because they will keep on ringing you on your phone and keep on texting you. Okay, sir, when will you be available for the interview and stuff like that? And it's a hassle, all right, because it happens.
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's a hassle
yeah.
to keep up with everything. All right, so that is the reason.
So do you suggest like an admin, like you said, and then our two emails, robert@rphconstruction.com
yes.
and then eric@rphconstruction.com?
Yes. Yes, of course. That is
so. How does the email address how does those email addresses work? Is that like a like so? The one I have is a free email address, but it's also I pay for the email so I can upload larger files.
How much did you pay for that?
The email service?
Yes.
I think it's not that much. I'm thinking it's like $24 a year or something like that upload, you know. So instead, before with regular free email addresses,
well,
I can't say upload like 17 photos because it won't let me upload them or send them or receive them like that. So this email I can send.
Well, from the email that I will be providing to you, so you will not be getting any kind of issue for uploading or anything like that.
Right, yeah. So is that like a paid email, or is that just...
Yes, of course. Of course, that will be.
Yeah.
That I'm providing.
So what is the? Yeah. What is the? What is the email? What does that cost every year then for the emails?
Well, you already did. Do you remember?
Oh, I already did it. Oh, yes. Okay.
Well, being transparent is what we love to do. All right. See, you're happy now that you already did it.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Absolutely. All right. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Well, we did send all of the information over to Google. All right. And they will be sending us some questions that they needed regarding the business. All right. So I will
okay.
be asking you for some of the questions so that we can go and answer them directly. All right. And they can go ahead
okay.
and do the Google My Business. And so we can just go ahead and set up your business over there as well. All right.
Okay.
But we do need to go ahead and set up the social medias as well for you so we can start working on that. All right. Why? Because it will not work the way it needs to work. All right. So the GMB for the Google My Business will be there, but it needs a little support. Like I'm supporting you right now, all right, to create a website. So the GMB needs support from the social media end. So they people can go ahead and reach through Google My Business or Google.com or stuff like that. They can go ahead and search it through that as well from social medias, from Instagram or what is that? Okay. Through Instagram or Facebook or Google, whichever they want to go ahead and reach you out through. You do not want to. Do you want to limit yourself for some of the people, or do you want to go ahead and let everyone reach you out from PA to go ahead and start with the remodeling business with you guys?
You lost me there for a minute. I was looking at this. A little too much information there. I just lost the page.
Which one there. on the website?
Okay, so you're looking at the Facebook, like the Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the other one? Twitter?
If you scroll up, if you'll be able to see LinkedIn, all right, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a platform where people reach you out for jobs and stuff like that, all right? So if RPS Construction all is there, then people will be able to go ahead and send you resumes. They will be able to add you over there for jobs and any kind of career activities that you will be setting up over there. So people can surely go ahead if you need to hire someone for a carpenter or a worker, such as like cabinet worker, stuff like that. All right, people can go ahead and reach you out, and you can schedule an interview with them as well. So that's how easy it is. Do you know about Glassdoor? Glassdoor? Do you know what Glassdoor is? Right, you know that, right?
No. What's that?
A Glassdoor is a platform where you can just go ahead and find jobs.
Oh,
you said you set up. Well, you said you set up an ad. Where did you set up that ad for?
So two ads, one through Indeed, and then one through ZipRecruiter.
A Zipper what?
But it's ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter is pretty big around here. But they're rather expensive, to do that. So,
enterprise.
So basically, for a month, it was like $400 to create a job. But then I also what's that?
To have an ad cost me $400.
Yeah. To have an ad, and then they break down and they send you up to 100 resumes of people in that field looking for work in your field, what you're looking for.
100
so
people.
You basically have 100 people to choose from. They're not all.
Would you rather have 100 people in front of you, or would you rather have the exact person that you're looking for?
Well, that's what they're trying to accomplish. So basically, they send you 100 people that's, say I'm looking for a carpenter, and they'll send me up to 100 people that I can view, or, you know, then the ad's on there too, so people can apply for that ad if they see it when they go looking for a job. Say they're looking for a carpenter, they can find me as well. Or I can also skim through those 100 and choose somebody out of there to see if they're interested. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Well, that's a hassle, right? That you will have to go out of the resumes to check on that and then choose the person who is liable or is up to your requirements, right?
Yeah, basically.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well,
if I have this Lincoln Dell on there, what does that cost then? I mean, obviously these things aren't free to have on there, so Lincoln Dell would
to be really honest with you, you and I have been working for a long time now. All right, you and I have been having a good chat, a good laugh. All right, and
yeah.
it's like a good bonding in between us. All right, I did send you an email regarding a social media management, if you remember, if you can go ahead and check on that for me.
Yeah, I don't want to do that at this time, though, really. So,
mm-hmm.
So what I guess what I'm asking, so if I put Facebook on there and say Instagram, mm-hmm. and what is the other one?
LinkedIn.
Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn?
Yep.
Okay, so if I put those on there, I would most likely manage that myself.
Mm-hmm.
And what is
so
your,
are you gonna go ahead? How are you gonna go ahead and run ads on it? So how are you gonna go ahead and get the audience? Do you know the tactic?
Right. So I mean, is that something that I'm thinking maybe I leave off of there for right now?
Well, to be really honest, because that is an emerging and you are just launching, I always suggest that it is really crucial. Because if there is no any kind of marketing, then to be really honest, that you will not be getting any kind of like customer support needed to function or leading them to your business actually. All right, they will never know like what kind of business that you have. They will not. They will have any kind of trust issue. They will be like, okay, well, I haven't seen anything on social media or anything like that with your name or anything. All right, if you're just telling me right now, like, hey, yeah, I can go ahead and remodel a whole house, right? How would I believe it? All right, they want to see it, like what things this business can do. And if they don't see it, then how will you be able to believe it? All right, one of my representatives from the sales did show you, like, hey, yes, this is the website that we made. That is the reason you signed up with us, right? And if we just go ahead and let you know, like, hey, yeah, we can go ahead and do that. We can go ahead and do this. All right, you won't believe it. You'll be like, okay, well, they might be just, you know, saying that, but they haven't did it.
Right. Well, the thing is like, you know, like I look at DBC Remodeling and Construction LLC, okay? Obviously, you know, they are a larger company than I am. So looking at that, if I click on their Facebook page and I bring that up, I seen where you said it said, you know, we had a great time recently at our employee and guest bowling night, you know, blah, 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 blah.
This will all be done through my team, through your team. Yeah. All right, and you will be the one who will be just walking through, all right? All of the things will be done and taken care of. You'll be like, okay, well, we're ready to roll it out, review it, and let us know if you have any kind of changes. And you're like, okay, well, it looks good. Just roll it out, all right? Then you'll be able to see the likes and subscribe and the ads that are running, all right, and people reaching you out through that as well. So that's how
sure.
It is.
So, yeah. See, I don't think we're ready for that yet. You know, I honestly don't.
It's just a brand management to just create awareness that this is a business that's starting up, so people can support. All right, people can go ahead and like and subscribe to it, and just to make sure that this business is running. All right, if you do have that, then of course you'll be getting more of the responses.
Oh, okay.
All right?
So,
yes.
So in other words, set it up and then get those things set up and get it going, and then
yeah, it's
I
not
can
gonna
just
be like,
kind of manage.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then I can kind of manage that right now myself, just to see if what's going on and where we're gonna go with it.
Well, I would not suggest that because that is a thing for an expert. I even don't do it myself because we do have all of our professionals. We do have different kind of professions. All right, so I do not run into my social media team because that they're the experts with that. So I do not run into them. All right, I always call them to help. Like, hey, what is up with this social media thing? Why isn't it working? And they just go and fix it right there and then. So I do not, I will not suggest that, to be really honest with you. Yeah, because if you're starting with it, then start with it pretty straight. All right, and my suggestion is that just give it a start, see how it goes. And if you don't like it, then of course, well, you will love it because the rest of the things that you're liking it. And then, of course, you can just go ahead and do it. All of the things will be set up for you, of course, so you can just go ahead and you will be seeing the results yourself.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously, but what I'm trying to say is, you know, BBC, this would work great if I had 30 people working for me.
No, of course not. Well, this is just a brand. This is just a brand awareness and reputation management, not people calling you for work now.
Yeah.
They will be able to see it once you're ready.
Well, out of these 30 some people, though, I'm sure that because I know this business and I know that I think it's, I don't know who it is, but one of these people out of here basically run their social media. You know, so obviously,
like how many people?
I don't know.
Do that. Need social media, what, like 3 or 4?
I think it's just probably the one that's
The whole team. Of course, it's the whole team that runs the social media, not just one person who's running the whole social media. Because there's a content calendar, there's a graphic designer, and there's a lot of more things that needs to be done.
Hmm.
Yeah, because if you go on to their DBC remodeling, all right, you'll be able to see people who have edited that video, edited that picture for we'd love to add a better living sunroom to your home. There's a night sky coming up. There's a shooting star over there. It's all editing, all right? If you can see their lights coming in, their pictures of remodeling of a bathroom, I guess. Yep. All right. And you'll be able to see and DBC remodeling and construction setup, their whole furniture and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yep. Well, my suggestion is, all right, I have not suggested anything that is relevant to your business because this is just a reputation management thing, all right, not marketing. All right, marketing is when we're going to go and start with the paid things and stuff like that. It's just a reputation management to go ahead and make a good reputation of your business. Even though if someone comes up like, hey, well, can I see your social medias or anything? Are you available on Google Serve? Or like, so I can go ahead and proceed on check on that. Then you can just go ahead and let them know like, I am available on social media and Google as well. You can just go ahead and check on that. And once they're good with it, they can gain that. You can gain that trust level. All right. And if you're not available, they'd be like, okay, well, I'll go on DBC remodeling and check on theirs, and they're there. Yes, I'll go with DBC and not RBH. So there you go. You lost a customer who might be potential enough to go ahead and provide you with a good business and our services.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I understand what you're saying. But obviously, what I'm trying to say is they're creating the revenue to maybe pay someone to do that, you know, to whereas I might not be creating the revenue to pay, you know, you guys, whatever it was, $2,000 or something a month in order to do that.
It's not $2,000 a month. Who told you that?
I thought it was – I thought the social media was
– It was for six months, not 1 month for $2,000. What? Robert.
Okay, so it's not even okay. So I mean, so if it was say it was $2,000, you're saying for 6 months?
Yes, it's not for 1 month. It's for 6 months straight, in which all of your social media accounts will be created first, your banners will be created first, and then we go for the brand management and the reputation because that is really crucial. If you don't have it, even if you search it on Google, like what happens if I don't have a bit, like marketing, Google will tell you automatically. Then it's not gonna work out. Because
yeah.
I search it like, hey, what if I do not have a marketing, all right? And it's like, without the marketing, customers and business would be greatly affected. Business and people will be disconnected from each other, forcing individuals to fend or for themselves. So Google will not suggest even that. Like, hey, go ahead with that stuff. So I provided you with the 6 months of plan, all right? And if you are interested to go with that, I'll make it a 12 months for you, all right? I do not even have a problem. I just want this business that you're setting up not to go to waste, because it will in the end, because we're not providing any kind of management or any kind of reputation management. Because if someone goes ahead like, hey, ask for RPH construction, it's just a website. Anyone can go ahead and create a website, all right? But a trust level, all right, for the management needs time. There should be reviews. There should be RPH construction LLC thing over there. And if it's not there, then, of course, it will not work out to be really honest and really fair and transparent being that. Because I know how digital things work, how digital zone works. So that is the reason I'm here. I am a business guide and a project manager. All right. So I know how it will work and how will it not. So all of the things that you're putting in, all right, before it goes to waste, so that is my ultimate suggestion over to you, that I suggested to you first as well. And I'm suggesting it over to you right now as well.
Okay, yeah, I'll take a look at that again. The thing is what I'm saying is, you know, I don't think I would love to be at that point. I mean, but the revenue brought in, I don't think is enough to cover what we're going to be trying to do.
Well, it's a 6 month straight thing. You do not even, there will be no any kind of charges coming in for at least 6 months, all right? And until 6 months, that you'll be having a good social media for yourself. And if you want to discontinue it, you can right there and then. You'll be like, okay, well, I'll take care of it from over here. Thank you so much, guys, for creating all of that, and I'll just go ahead and take care of it myself for you, all right? And then all of the social medias will be handed over to you, like, hey, Robert, these are the social media, and you'll always be having the credential over to that as well. You can change the password whenever you like it. So 6 months or 12 months straight, all right? I'm providing with the 12 months, all right, of social media for $2,000 straight, all right? For social media, for such as Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, all right, that I will be setting up 3 pages for you for your social medias, all right, in which I will be providing you different kind of postings and different kind of things as well over there for you, like such as, you can say, let me just go ahead and show you what that is so you can make up your mind and let me know. So I can go ahead and do that for you, all right? Because the website itself will work out, but without a marketing, even if you search on google.com right now, like what happens if I don't have marketing on my business or even reputation on the business? It will tell you right straight over there, like, hey, you'll be losing your customers and customers' trust will not be there. All right, and if the customer trust is not there, they will not be going for your services. And if you don't have a services, then what's the point of creating the whole website for your business and the business itself? I'll provide you with 4 kind of posts per week. All right, content creation for the social media will be done by my team as well. Business page optimization will be taken care of by my team. Social media strategy overview, and you will be there in the overview, but the strategy will be created for my team. All right, Facebook like campaigns will be there. All right, monthly progress report and copywriting will be there for you as well every month. So that's the best I think that you should go for, all right? And I, on the digital end, will take care of all of the things for you as well. Because this is kind of a trust-building thing for your clients and your customers. And if you don't have it, then just a website, I don't think it will turn out that great for you. I'm just suggesting you, because you and I have been talking about it. We're putting in a lot of time. We're putting in a lot of work. You're putting in time a lot as you're really busy and hard to get a hold of. But this is what my ultimate suggestion is to you. Yeah. Because I can see that, yes, for social media, all right, and brand, you can say, what is that? Just give me a minute. reputation management, all right, online reputation management is what it is being done nowadays to go ahead and show that the customers are getting interested in the working. And if they're not, then yes, with a growing confidence gap and trust decline worldwide, customers are constantly looking for authentic, client-centric business focused on building genuine relations with them. But if you don't have it, then, of course, we will be losing a lot of customers and clients. And there's no, there's a waste of time for the website creation and building it up.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, I am pretty sure that you do not want that, do you?
I mean, no, I don't want to lose
of
customers.
Course.
But then again,
it's a
there again, you know, like I said,
for a whole year,
you know, we're definitely not a crew of 32 people. We're a crew of right now four.
You're a crew of four, but I do have a team for social media to take care of it. And myself, as I did.
Right, which I mean, creating that and creating social media is good for the business, I understand. And that would obviously help me grow as well. So, you know what, I'm honestly considering it, but just if you could send me that email over.
Of course.
You know, I got to talk to the boss.
talk to her, let her know about it. Absolutely. Well,
yeah.
Do let her
yeah.
know about it, all right? And do let her know about what are the things that will be coming up for her for 12 straight months, all right? Not just six, I'm providing for 12.
Oh, okay, so you're saying 12 months.
Yeah, I'll give it to you for 12 months if you like, on a very discounted, very least price, to be really honest.
All right, well, let me know what that is.
Yeah, I can provide it to you on the email right now, and you can just go ahead and discuss it with her and let me know
okay.
by tonight, all right? Or so I can just go ahead and get everything rolled up by tomorrow morning.
Well, I wouldn't be able to let you know by tonight.
How about tomorrow morning? That's fine whenever we go on call.
Yeah, tomorrow sometime would be good.
Is that a good time to talk to you by tomorrow as well?
Yeah, sometime tomorrow would be a good time. I know in the morning is not a good time. But probably
at one or
two. Let me look at my schedule here.
Uh-huh.
Well, obviously before one.
Your time one?
Yeah, obviously before one my time because I have a compliance meeting at one. And then, let's see, at 7:30 to 9:30 meeting. And then after that, I'd say around 11 might be good. So that's my time. So your time would be 3 hours before that. Yeah.
Eight. Well, I can give you a call by 8 or 7:45. Will that be okay?
Yes. And actually text me first in case
yeah,
I'm still.
Course.
And then, and then we'll touch base again. Yeah.
Okay, so what I'll do right now is I'll be sending you the options. You can choose any one and let me know whatever you think, and we can go about that. Sounds good?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Okay, so there is an email being sent out to you, and you can let me know by tomorrow, okay?
All right, sounds good, buddy.
All right, and if you have any kind of changes for the website, do let me know. All right, so we can go ahead and do that as well for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, well, it was really nice speaking with you today, and do let me know by tomorrow. All right. And if you have anything still and get a quote or something like that, do you want to go ahead and check on the get a quote? Can you go ahead and check on the get a quote option?
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Get a quote. So,
yeah, you'll be able to see a form. All right. Enter your name, enter your first name and last name, and a message and send. There is an option for send. That will be sent out to your email straight because you're the boss, so it will be sent out to you straight. All right, so you can make the decision whether you want to go with that service, or you want to provide the service or not.
Okay,
all right.
So yeah, I mean, that's part of the web page though, right?
Yeah, that's part of the web page. Yes, of course.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yep. All right. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Good.
All right. And if you do have anything still, do let me know so we can go ahead and proceed on with that, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Okay. Well, it was really nice speaking with you today.
All right. Nice speaking with you, too.
I will talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely. All right. Well, take care of yourself.
You, too. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.